shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I was told very reliably that a couple of the president's top advisors have told senior Democrats they think,
if you start playing violins, I will tear this joint apart.
In the words of Rahm Emanuel, we have another crisis.
So even though we face the difficulties,
from a fashion viewpoint,
you're a fascist.
Famous Phil Hendry Show to 1 o'clock every night on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the only news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what the hell is actually what's going on. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Joining us this hour is Robert Greene to discuss Haiti and your phone calls as well. Mr. Greene is the CEO of Fraser Foods, located in Buena Park, California, and as such, as the chief executive of a grocery chain. It seems like, you know, every time we have a disaster, many of the prominent grocery retailers step up to the plate, you know, which is I guess, as it should be and is always appreciated. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, where you can look at live streaming video of the show right now and listen to live streaming audio of the show as well. So Bob Greene joining us now from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Bob, I know that you guys have in-store displays asking people to donate. Last hour we had on a woman, Margaret Gray, who was talking about bottom line this, bottom line that. Is there a bottom line on how much money people should donate?
Not at all, Phil. There's no bottom line. Whatever you can afford, whatever you are willing to give, we are willing to accept. And we do it with a smile, and we do it with a big thank you. And we know that it's going to make people feel a lot better. Certainly, the money that does reach Haiti is going to make the people in Haiti, it's going to make their plight a lot easier. And for so many of the people that come into our store and they look for the different things that we've got a collection for muscular dystrophy. We collect money for cystic fibrosis. We collect money for a great many for prostate cancer.
Right. I mean, as a matter of fact, some of the, I don't know if your store does it, but some of them ask you if you want to donate money, you know?
Well, we don't do that. I know that some of the grocery chains will ask you as you're checking out, would you like to donate a certain amount of money? We find that to be a little bit intrusive. It's really none of our business, if you want my honest opinion. But I know that some grocery chains do that, and good for them. But what we do is we simply have the display, and it's there. And if you want to walk past it, go ahead and walk past it. I guess you don't have a guilty conscience, you know, but whatever you can do, we're very, very happy to take that money and certainly make you feel better in the giving process.
How much money have you raised for Haiti?
Well, how much have we raised for Haiti, or how much have we raised?
Well, how much money? What do you mean, how much? How much have you raised for Haitian relief?
Well, for Haitian relief, the money that's actually going to get to Haiti, it depends. Because you have to understand, the reason why people are donating for Haiti is so that they can feel like they're being involved and they're doing something. And that's what we see our job as, Phil. We are a vehicle that takes the person from feeling powerless to a point of power. And we are the vehicle. So we have the donation box. So the money that actually goes into the donation is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, what I'm asking you is of the money that you raise, how much money have you raised for Haitian relief?
What we have done is we've taken a lot of the canned goods that come in, and we will donate those. I think we earmark a certain amount of money. I don't know how much it is, but the point of Haitian relief, and the point really of all charitable relief, whether it's for cystic fibrosis or muscular sclerosis or, I don't know if I said that right.
Muscular dystrophy?
Muscular dystrophy. The other one is multiple sclerosis, right?
Multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, there's cystic fibrosis. There's a lot of, many of these are diseases that affect people when they're very, very young, especially cystic fibrosis.
Right. We have all of those collection cans and tins for people to feel better about themselves. Now, what we do with the money, I don't think is relevant. What we do with the money, to be honest with you, is we will take it and we will give some of it to the charity. I don't think that... See, you need to understand...
Wait, hold on for a minute, because if I might, I'm misunderstanding you.
You need to understand the purpose of why supermarkets have these donation sites.
You're saying it's to take the money so that people feel better about themselves. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying the reason why we have in all the supermarkets donation cans for Haiti, cystic sclerosis or cystic fibrosis, and all of these other diseases is so that when a mother comes in with her children, when a father comes in with a family, when a father and a mother come in together, they can say, look at this charity, let's give some money. They go home feeling as if they've done something right. Maybe the only thing they did right that day.
All right, so they go home feeling they did something right. Now, what do you do with that money?
What do we do with the money is we look at it and we see if there's enough there to warrant the charity involved. If I send cystic fibrosis, let's say on any given day I get like $1.25 in the can for cystic fibrosis. You're telling me I'm going to write them a check for $1.25? It's not going to happen. I wouldn't insult them. We take that and we put that into the store fund. And at the end of the year, we will write that off as a charitable donation.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, we do that because it is a charitable donation. We take that money and we put it into store improvement. But the charitable donation is not the money. The charitable donation is the fact that we had the can in the store so that people could feel better about giving.
Yeah, but, this is really interesting, Bob. You're raising money for Haitian relief.
Absolutely.
All right. You've got all these cans in the store. And we've seen them. We've all been to supermarkets, and we've all seen the different donation jars. And sometimes we'll throw a quarter in. Who knows? A dollar. Now, the Haitian relief, you have this set up, too?
The what?
The Haitian relief.
Yeah, we have a donation site, yeah.
All right. People come in and put money there.
Yes.
All right. What do you do with that money?
It depends. If at the end of the day there's only $20 in there, I'm not going to insult the people at Haitian Relief and say, here's $20.
Well, what do you do with it then? I mean,
we keep the money and put it into the stores, into the actual expenses and operating capital of the store.
And then you write off at the end of the year the fact that you had this donation can in your store.
As a charitable donation, yeah.
And the charitable donation's what?
Phil, I've explained this to you.
Well, you're saying the charitable donation is the fact that you made people feel better by being...
I think I explained it, and I don't see what's so laughable.
Well, you're saying that the charitable donation is the fact you had the can in the store so people could come in and feel good about themselves.
The reason why people are giving money to Haitian Relief is so they can feel good about themselves.
And not to help the people of Haiti.
If you said to them, your 5 cents that you just put in the can is going to go toward purchasing 1/4 of a bib for a Haitian baby, do you think anybody would be interested in that? Or if you said to them, thank you very much for the 5 cents you dropped in the can, that's really going to help Haiti, that makes them feel good. But if you told them exactly what their 5 cents was going to go toward, which is 1 spoonful of pablum, one spoonful of Gerber's pablum for a Haitian baby, I don't understand what your question is.
All I'm saying, Bob, is there's a couple of things that are wrong here.
I beg to differ, Phil. There's nothing wrong with the way we do business.
No, you're saying that you have donation jars. People put money in the donation jars to feel better, but you don't really give that money to the... You don't really give that money to the intended charity. You just take that money, and maybe you do and maybe you don't, but the reason why that donation jar is there is so that the people who come into your store can feel better about giving to charities.
I don't think anything I've said is the least bit wrong, and I'm having a hard time understanding what you're talking about.
I just think that it's frankly weird to say donate to cystic fibrosis, donate to Haitian charity, put your money here, and the money never sees Haitian charity.
Because the people don't care whether it sees Haitian charity or not.
You're telling me that the people listening to my show, for instance, tonight, really don't care at all whether their money goes to Haiti. They just give it, and they want to feel good about themselves.
That's what I'm telling you. And what's unfortunate, Phil, is you have forced us to talk about this in such great detail that now the audience is going to think that I'm insulting them. And no, I'm not. I'm saying something that really, if they thought about it, is very true. But you forced me to talk about this in such great detail that of the three of us, the audience, you and me, I'm the one that comes off looking like the ass. And you look like a good guy, and the audience feels that you have... Boy.
No, the audience feels that you are saying, here, donate to Haitian charity, and to give us your money, and it doesn't really get to Haiti, but don't you feel good about it?
No, that's not what I'm saying, don't you feel good about it. I'm saying, donate to Haitian charity. Thank you very much. You're a good person. We'll send the money to Haiti. Are you telling me I'm supposed to send a quarter to them?
A quarter?
Because that's what we had one day. A quarter.
Well, don't you send it weekly or something? I don't understand how it works.
No, you're supposed to send it in every day.
All right, I don't know, Bob. Robert Green from Fraser Foods. So these donation cans in these supermarkets, from what I understand, Bud, and you can clarify.
Yeah, they're there for just to make people feel better.
So they're to make people feel better. It doesn't necessarily mean the money's going to where it's supposed to be going. So if you go to I would recommend if you go to a supermarket anywhere and you see something that says for Haitian relief, make sure the money's going to Haiti and it isn't just there so you can feel good about yourself, and they'll take the money at the end of the day and do whatever the hell they want to do with it. All right, we'll be back with Robert Green. More from Robert, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Well, you got it all wrong.
Talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods, the CEO, and has been CEO of Fraser Foods, a grocery store chain in the Southeast and Southwest for some 20 years. And the Haitian relief efforts that a great many retail grocery stores and other retail outlets have offered. Now, Bob, you said that you have a Haitian relief donation area in your stores.
Yes, we do.
And yet you've said that the money... That people think they're giving to the Haitian relief sometimes doesn't get there.
Well, let me explain, Phil, how charities work when it comes to retail donations. Everything we do at Fraser Foods is for our customers. It is there for us to make our customer feel better, to make sure that the shopping experience is a good one, to make sure that the store is state-of-the-art in delivering the goods and services that we can provide. To that end, if people come into the store and they've just seen this horrible coverage from Haiti, and they come into our store to buy food, and they feel guilty or they feel like they want to do something, we give them a place to go and do that. And it says Haitian relief. They can put their money in there. Now, I would argue with you that...
Yeah, but where does the money go?
Hold on. I would argue that we have done a far greater service to our customer than that money is ever going to do for a poor Haitian infant that gets one spoonful of pablum. See, that's my argument. Now, where does the money go? The money goes to the store. But we want people to be sure and to feel good that they have done something. so that when they go home and they look at the Haitian coverage on TV, they can say, well, look at that living hell those people are in, but at least I did something to get some, you know, food into that kid's mouth, even though they didn't. And that, I know, is confusing you, but the answer...
Well, they didn't. So they go home and they look at this on TV and they realize that they say, oh, I'm glad I did something, even though they didn't.
They have. And the way they have is by enhancing the store experience that they have at Fraser Foods so that we never have to live like they do in Haiti.
And that's your rationale?
That's the way it's been done for years.
877-876-PHIL, Robert Greene with us from Fraser Foods. Here is Brian. Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just wonder what planet this guy is on. I mean, if we could all take up a donation and just say it's going to a certain place and put it in our back pocket, the economy would probably be pretty decent right now, don't you think?
Wait a minute. If you came into my store and you felt bad about what's going on in Haiti, and you gave $5 to Haiti, would you feel good?
Well, no, knowing where it's going now, I wouldn't feel good.
No. Sure. Let's say you didn't know.
Well, that's what you want everybody to not know. Now that you're on the air, everybody's going to know it.
Right.
Well, no, understand something. What we're doing here on the radio is called selective listing. Generally, people will come into the store, they'll see the box, you put the money in, you feel like you've done your good deed, and you go home. Now, haven't I provided a service for you? Yes. Okay? What have you done for me? Nothing.
Well, he shopped in your store.
Well, maybe. That's why we call it a charitable donation. That's why we call it a charitable donation, because he hasn't done anything for me. I've done it all for him.
No, you haven't done anything for him. You put a box there for him to put $5 in or whatever.
So he feels good.
All right, so he feels good.
What's he done for me?
He maybe came into your store and bought groceries.
Maybe is the key word.
Well, what did the guy do? Walk in, drop $5 in a Haitian box, look around and say, it ain't nothing here I want, and split?
Maybe he did. I don't know. But that's why we call it a charitable donation. And I hope that clears that up for you, Brian.
Well,
I don't see how that possibly could.
If that's all I did, I just dropped $5 in your box. You're $5 richer.
Yeah, but you don't. What I'm saying is you would feel good. Don't you guys get what I'm talking about?
I'm not going to feel good if it's not going to the right place.
Yeah, but if you think it is.
See, what Jason's saying is you're on the air telling everybody that it isn't really going to Haiti.
I'm on the air answering questions. But most of the time, no, people aren't going to know. What about you, Phil?
What about me what?
If you put $5 into Haitian relief.
I'd feel good.
There.
But I agree with Jason. If I didn't know, if I knew where it was going, I wouldn't feel good. And that's the whole point. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know where we're going to next here. Is it Jason that we're going to? Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Jason. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Greene.
Thank you, Phil. I got to tell you, I feel like this man just slapped me in my face. I have a child terminally ill with cystic fibrosis, and I don't think it's the least bit amusing that he's telling me because he's lying to me and doing something other than what's advertised with that money that I should feel good about it. I'm giving that money so something gets done. Whether it be the Haitian charity, whether it's cystic fibrosis, it's not to make me feel good. It's because that money needs to be done. No, there's no just because you're able to lead people blindly to giving you money, and then you say, what have I done for you? Well, you just said that money goes into your store. What else do we need to do for you?
The money goes into my store to enhance your shopping experience.
That's okay, so in your mind, a better shopping experience is a whole lot more noble than saving children from cystic fibrosis. Or these
very good point.
People from that's
no.
Deluded. That's deluded. You need to record this conversation and listen to yourself.
I have no idea
how you sound right now. You sound deluded. Just absolutely out of your mind.
you have a child with cystic fibrosis and you give money to cystic fibrosis, you're going to feel better about the child, even though the money's not getting to him. You understand what I'm saying?
Some idea of course he doesn't. Ridiculous this sounds.
Yeah,
if I were
exactly.
to give my money to cystic fibrosis, I would give it to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Not
well,
some stuff lying to me about where that was.
Phil,
you don't
Henry.
Get it. Don't get it.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods about the Haitian relief that is ongoing across the United States and around the world, but specifically among retail grocers. And Bob is in the retail grocery business. Now, we've talked here, Bob, about this the idea of having a Haitian relief box or a collection center in your store, primarily for people to feel better about themselves. The money, does it get to Haiti? To Haiti? Does it get to Haitian relief? That's another thing entirely.
Well, Phil, I don't know if you read a book that came out a while back, and it really changed a lot of people's lives. It's called The Secret. And The Secret is about giving off good feelings and positive, what you call the vibrations and that kind of thing. And when you do that, then it vibrates out. If you saw the movie Pay It Forward, one of the great films, this is about...
No, I understand all of these books, The Secret.
Hold on for a minute, because I don't think you understand. This is about paying it forward. This is about people giving money that will eventually make it back into the store that they shop at, and they feel better about giving to Haiti. Now, you asked me, did it make its way to Haiti? Did the money get down to Haiti? I don't know. Maybe it did. You know that millions will. Now, we employed a young man here about a year ago, and if you'll pardon me for using a Reedism, he was a Haitian, a light-skinned Haitian, and he turned out to be a thieving liar. Now,
oh, come on, Bob. What has this got to do with...
I'm simply saying, and I didn't compare him to Obama, which somebody else did. But
what has this got to do with what you're talking... Why would you bring that up?
Because people are calling me a con artist. And
well, what has this Haitian box boy got to do with it?
Nothing. But if the Haitian box boy's got nothing to do with it, then I got nothing to do with it. And I'm not conning anybody. I'm trying to help people feel better about themselves, maybe for the first time that week.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Moving on to a phone call, we have Dawn. Dawn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Hendry, for taking my call.
Yes,
ma'am. I'd like to say that I hope that someone from the IRS is listening tonight to listen to what he is saying. He's saying he bankrolls everything that he gets from the Haitian or any other donations that he puts out, that he bankrolls them back in to make his store a better store. You know,
to make the shopping experience a more pleasurable one.
I would rather shop at a Save-A-Lot than shop at one of your stores now. Ever.
I don't know what a Save-A-Lot is. What is a Save-A-Lot? Is that one of those cut-rate joints?
Yes,
we have top of the line. We carry Dijon mustard. We've got top of the line stuff.
Well, you may have top of the line stuff, but this lady just said she doesn't like how you're saying give to Haitian relief, and you're putting the money back into the store.
Let me ask the lady.
And because of where I work, I know that this goes on before, but
yes,
this is the first time I have ever heard a crook actually say that he was doing it out loud to the general public.
Ma'am, you're acting like this is some kind of a crazy, weird crime.
It is.
You know that you feel
you
good
are stealing.
When you,
you
give
are actually stealing from your customer and bankrolling it back in, but you're saying you're sending it to the Haitians. Or did you do this during Katrina also? Did you put out something and saying that we were going to send money to the Katrina, and I suppose you bankrolled it all into your store
so that your shoppers could have
a better shopping experience.
We sent beach balls and things like that to Katrina, and we got slammed in the press. You know, you can't do anything right.
What did you send?
You sent what?
We sent beach balls and we sent spatulas and things like that to Katrina, and we got slammed in the press for that. So
why would you send beach balls to people who have been flooded out of their homes? People who had asked
retailers for donations, and we said yes. And we sent beach balls, we sent basketball nets. What we had.
Okay. The reason they probably asked you specifically for a donation is you work with food. They were probably asking you for food.
Food.
For monetary donations.
We have a patio furniture area. And they asked you.
And where were
they going to
put it? Under 4 feet of water?
Ma'am, you know, when they ask us for a donation, and this is why I'm talking the way I'm talking, Phil, you see, everybody looks a gift horse in the mouth. When I put out a Haitian relief bucket, and in comes Dawn, and I go, Dawn, you want to give to Haiti? She's going to turn around and start screaming at me about what a thief and a crook I am. Who needs that? I don't need to get out of bed for that.
Because you are actually saying that you are a crook.
You're saying.
No, I didn't say I'm a crook. I said I'm making you feel better about yourself.
If I want to make myself feel better about myself, I will call and give to the American Red Cross or something like that. I am not going to put money in a bucket.
To Katrina,
I am not
going to
put money in a bucket. Yeah, a beach ball.
Yeah, and you're criticizing what I give, and you still haven't told me what you gave to Katrina.
Let me ask you something. Why are you sending beach balls and spatulas?
And you know what?
Oh, you're right.
I gave $1,000 to Katrina, and you know what? I only make $32,000 a year.
You
and
gave
$1,000
to Katrina. And where did it go? Where did that money go? Where did it go? Oh. You don't know. I'll bet you anything it went straight into Leonardo DiCaprio's pocket.
Who?
No, it went to feeding and clothing children and people in grown-ups because I gave it to the American Red Cross. And
the American Red Cross, they turn it over to Matt Damon and people like that.
They have their funds are earmarked.
Oh, they give it to that Damon.
They funds are earmarked for specific purposes. Listen, Don, thank you so much for your call. Got to move on to another phone caller. The funds are earmarked, Bob.
You're the guy that told me that the American Red Cross, right after 9/11...
That was a whole other story where people thought they were given to their... You know, here's the thing that I want to ask you, all right?
Oh, let's change the subject.
No, I don't want to change the subject. You give the Katrina, you give beach balls and spatulas, okay?
But that lady who was criticizing me for that, didn't she say she gave $1,000 when I said, where did it go? She says the American Red Cross. You might as well say, I walked down the street and threw it in a manhole.
The American Red Cross.
You got it. That's right, and I'm not sure I said it either.
How a guy can do business in this world.
Well, I do good business, my man. Very good business.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Charlie. Charlie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene. Go ahead, sir.
This guy ain't nothing but a con man. That's all he's doing. He's ripping people off with his store. What else is he doing in his store? Is he changing the dates on his outdated canned goods and his products to sell them too?
So in other words, if I don't do things the way you think I should do things, I'm a crook.
Yeah, I'm a crook. You ought to change your name to Robber instead of Bob. Just Robber, you shouldn't be doing this.
Let me ask you something. How much did you give
doing,
to?
Gonna keep what did you give from to? Donating when they come into any store now because they'll be leery about where that money is going to go now.
Exactly.
That's
every time someone walks into any store.
No, I'm not that late. You heard what the lady said.
You're hindering the relief effort because you're not going to crook.
Are you telling me that when you go into a store tomorrow and you see Haitian relief, you're not going to give money because of me?
I'll be leery about it. I want to talk to the manager or somebody, and they'll have to guarantee me that's where it's going to go. No, I won't I'll give it to my church because if I know if I give it to my church, it will go.
Oh, right. You know, that's a hot one right there. You're going to give it to your church. Now, that's like handing it over to Bonnie and Clyde. You might as well give it to your...
Okay, no. No.
So wait a minute.
No,
you,
no.
Just because you give it to a church doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere other than into the person's pocket.
You're going to your store with a gun. You just say, well, at least Jesse James used a gun.
I didn't. All I'm saying is, go if you want to give some money to a kid that's got, you know, whatever you whatever they get that muscular sclerosis, put it in a can. And
you don't even know the name of the disease, man. Muscular sclerosis.
You put it in the can, don't you?
You
no,
put the
I
money in the can.
Cold Air Crippled Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky.
The
I make a check out to the hospital itself.
It's called the Crippled Children Hospital. If that's
Cold
not
Air,
a phony name.
Cold Air Children.
Doesn't that sound like
I
a phony
you
name?
What, you're
you know what?
There.
That's a famous hospital.
I'm just saying it sounds phony.
You know, Bob, I will say this to you. You don't know the meaning of charity, man. You don't know what it means, and you don't know the goodwill that it can inspire in your customers that you're doing this for the people of Haiti. But for you to come out and say, here is a Haitian relief box, give us money, it's not really going to go to Haiti. It's going to go to my store, but it's going to make you feel better. I haven't heard one person call up tonight who feels better about it.
Because you're selectively screening the calls.
What,
and you're
what Bob?
People
are
going to
be not giving to anybody now, I mean, in any store. Because they think a crook like you is behind it.
A crook. That's what you call me, a crook. A guy
yeah,
that wants
crook.
To make your shopping.
Now, my wife went to Kroger's here the other day, and Kroger's, and she gave him some money, but it went right, you know, and they gave her a receipt for it. It was printed right up on the receipt. Relief fund. Do you even do that?
Yes. Good luck.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know who Kroger's. What is that?
That's a supermarket. You don't know Kroger's? You're competing with them in the Southeast.
Oh, those guys. Look, all I'm saying is that if you want to donate money to Cystic, whatever it's called, go ahead and do it. And you tell me where the money's going.
Well, at least they gave his wife a receipt. They gave his wife a receipt, and she found out, you know, at least there's a semi-official record of what's going on, not just throw your money in the can and the money's going to go back into the store. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Daniel. Daniel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene. Let's take a couple of more phone calls here.
Phil, I think I've been misrepresented on your program tonight.
No, I don't think you have. Daniel, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Fine, sir.
Yeah, man, this is exploitation, man. You should go to jail for that. You're putting out a sign for some kind of charity work, and you're just taking it in for yourself, man. You're just taking advantage of what's going on over there for yourself, man. What's going on with that?
What?
Come
Did
on,
I fire
man.
You last week?
No.
Look, if you put money in a can that says for prostate cancer, do you check to see if it really goes to prostate cancer?
No. You put
you know
it up,
why?
Though. You
it
put
doesn't
it
make
though.
Any difference
we're trusting,
to you.
We're trusting you, though. We're trusting that that's what is there for, and we're like, okay, we want to give to this cause, not to your cause, period.
And the other guy said a great thing. He said, nobody's going to trust anything now after listening to you.
No,
exactly.
That's not true.
Yes, that's exactly true, because you're out here saying all of these cans, you know.
I asked this gentleman if he gives money, does he check to see where every little nickel he throws into a can goes? No.
So why don't you put a sign out then? Put a sign out there. See how many more people put any money in them cans. Put a sign.
You want me to put the sign?
Nobody would put no money in them cans. Period.
If I, what would be on? The, what would I write on the sign? Give promotion relief, but it's not.
Hey, tell
it's
them
not really
exactly
going
what's
to
going on. Tell them it's going right back into your store. Tell them put out samples or something, man. I mean something. Come on, you taking all this money in, man?
Yeah,
I can't.
You're telling
believe...
me that I'm going to put out on a sign that says "Give to Haitian relief." Not really. It's going back into my pocket. You want
no,
me to put that on a sign?
Yeah.
Give it to Haitian relief. And if it's not going there because it didn't meet some limit, it's going to go into the store. Put that up. See what kind of money they put in there. Empty cans,
you know,
man.
You guys think you're real clever, don't you?
No, it ain't about being clever, man.
No,
sense,
it's not.
Dude. This is common sense, man. You're robbing people right now. You're robbing people for the wrong... Man, it's crazy. You are crazy.
If I'm robbing them, that's like saying that that Walt Disney robbed kids.
Man, what are you talking about?
Hallucination.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man,
about?
All
right. Walt Disney robbed kids.
Come on, man. You're saying Walt Disney robbed children of their dreams. And I'm saying...
Oh, look at Mr. Green.
Man,
we're not talking about Walt Disney.
It don't even matter. You're going somewhere else with this. Stick with what's going on,
man.
I'm trying to get off on it.
I'm giving you a reason to live, and you want me to go to jail.
A reason to live?
Because reason. Yeah, tell me what the reason
yeah.
is. Let me know what the reason
By
is.
Giving you a box to give money to Haiti, you feel good about yourself, and you
Dude,
go
man,
on for another 2 hours.
I feel good about myself here. I'm a loving father and a loving husband. I feel good about myself here. That
yeah,
ain't going to
make
sure.
you
any better.
Yeah, today you do. Today you,
like
you do.
All it, no, what, putting money in the can? Oh,
today
man,
you do.
I feel good about
tomorrow,
myself.
Tomorrow you walk into my store, you're suicidal,
Thanks,
and you put
man.
A quarter in a can, and you feel great.
Appreciate you for making me feel happy, man. Every time I put money in them cans, appreciate it. You are
well,
crazy,
there you go.
Man.
I mean,
no,
dude,
come
you know,
on, man. I can't believe you, dude. You are crazy. Wait,
saying,
hey, see how many calls, man? You're going to get it, dog. Just watch. You're done. Good job.
I'm saying to you that, you know, you walk into my store feeling suicidal and you throw 50 cents into a Haitian can, suddenly you go, you know what? I'm a pretty good guy.
All right.
You did not just say that.
All right, all right. Listen, thanks very much for your call. We'll take a break here on a Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL with Robert Green from Fraser Foods.
You know what I'm saying, right, Phil?
No, of course I don't.
Phil Henry.
Let's go over here to David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication. David, how are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm listening to the program this evening, and I have been hearing, as you mentioned, quite a bit talked about. You're going down the a gay road, and I've got I tell everybody they have every right. You own your own radio show. I'm just a hired gun to try to get it syndicated. But when you take the gay road, as you've been doing tonight, I think you jeopardize some relationships. Now, I know that gays understand what I'm saying.
What do you mean, when I take the gay road?
When you take gay... In the advertising business, we talk to a lot of advertisers every day trying to get them to, you know, advertise on your show. And we got to do a lot of work, as you would... I mean, I got to go out on a limb.
What does that mean? What do you got to do to get people to advertise on my show?
I gotta make friends with a lot of people. I go out on a limb. I stick my neck out. And when you take Gay Highway 101, as that's what we call it in the advertising business, when you get on the on-ramp of Gay Road, when you get on US Gay 101, and that's what they call the advertising. I'm not trying to be smart.
Well, I'm going to ask you something, man. They actually say that in the advertising business?
What?
When you get on US Gay 101?
No, they say when you get on Gay US... When you get on Gay Highway 101.
That's what I said.
No, you said when you get on Highway Gay 101.
It doesn't matter, man. What is that how you guys talk about it?
I'm saying, Phil, we've got advertisers that get uncomfortable if you move over into the fourth lane of Highway Gay 101. And
boy, you got yourself a real little bit of metaphor here. When I move over to lane 4 of Gay Highway 101, is there another lane I can be in?
The point that I'm making is they get nervous. You understand? Nervous. The advertisers, if you're going too far, and I don't want to talk about this on the air, but Bud said that you wanted to talk to me. And
I didn't say, he said that you called.
I said I wanted to talk to you off the air, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this was off the air?
Yeah, I said you should go on here about the Highway 101.
Daniel, you made that call, huh?
Well, Bud made a call. That's all right. That's why he's your producer.
Well, he's not my producer. He's an intern, all right? And the fact is that we're talking about this because it's relevant in the news.
I know it's relevant in the news, but what I'm asking you is what we bring this new account on, which is starting next week, Himmler Mufflers, and we want you to... If you got to talk about it, Phil, we ask you to talk about it in ways that won't frighten these guys.
What is the name of it again?
What is what?
What's the name of the advertiser?
Himmler Mufflers. And the reason that they've asked it...
Himmler Mufflers?
I understand it's the family name. You want to draw a connection, don't you? That's what they're trying to get away from. They're trying to give the family name class. Himmler Mufflers. It's got nothing to do with Nazis.
It just seems a little weird that Himmler Mufflers, they don't want me talking about... How about Jews?
Don't go. That's unfair, Phil, for you to say they don't want you to talk about Jews or gays. I'm saying to you that I'd rather you, as long as they're in the middle of their run, that you not talk about them?
Jews and gays.
In the middle of the advertising. It's only a one-week run. It's a test run.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it's a test run, they ain't going to be here for long. Himmler Mufflers. And they're going to be on the air for what?
For a week. They're currently running a special price. I told you about the Octune. We'll Octune your car, right? Did I tell you that?
David, these people are shucking and jiving you.
Their money's green, friend, and it spends. Oh, yeah. And as long as we bring them on board...
Octune your muffler, huh?
No. No, not Octune your muffler. Octune your engine.
The point is that they're using all kinds of symbolism and reference having to do with Nazis. They don't want to be talking about gays. They don't want to be talking about Jews.
No, they didn't say that. I'm saying it. Because I'm making the obvious, you know, naturally I assume that...
You cannot direct the content of this show based upon an advertiser. It just cannot work that way. Anybody that advertises in talk radio understands it's a controversial medium. There's people that are going to get angry. There's people that are going to be upset. There's always going to be somebody someplace who's, you know, not digging what you're saying. The advertisers we have on our show understand that until we got this Himmler Mufflers.